All right, so the topic now that we're starting is basically a sort of a subtopic of the basic topic of Mitzamtzim. It's an exception. The exception of Sof Chamalava, right? So the Gemara introduces this in the name of Rava, that this whole Chiyuv of Mitzamtzim, when we say that a Mitzamtzim person is Mitzamtzim in the Shemesh or the Or, whatever it is, that he's Chayuv, so that specifically if it's, there's actually no term for this, but we find different terms in Rishonim and Achronim, we'll just call it Chamak Varba. Right, but the sun's already there. As opposed to Sof Chamalavo, if it's Sof Chamalavo, so then there's not going to be any chiyuv. Right? The Gemara says, Amarava kaptav b'meis barav pater v'amarava kaptav b'chama b'meis etzina b'meis chayav. Sof Chamalavo, sof tzina lavo pater. Right? So in these cases, you're pater. So the Gemara further selects some other instances of this, or potential instances of this, which we'll get back to. But basically, what we want to focus on are three basic issues. First, what is the basis of the tour of Sof Chamalavo? What is the Yisodab tour in the event that it's Sof Chamalavo? Secondly, what are the parameters of Sof Chamalavo? What precisely are the characteristics of a case of Sof Chamalavo when a case of Mitzamtzim is considered to be Sof Chamalavo as opposed to Chamak Bar Ba? And then third, what are the potential interactions between those two questions? And fourth, perhaps, but I didn't mention is one of the first, but we'll have to see if there are exceptions. The interaction between the question of the Yisod HaPtur and the question of the parameters of the Ptur. And then fourth, just question in terms of just the scope of this tour, are there exceptions to it, or are there cases where there's a Chiyuv? Okay, so let's just start with the basis. So now, anytime, generally speaking, anytime you encounter a case where you're Pater for Ritzicha, so there are three directions, and we'll encounter quite a few over the course of the parak. There are three directions to go in terms of the Yisod HaPtur, the root basis of the Ptur. The first is that simply there's a lack of any basis whatsoever to be Mechayev. You didn't do, there was somebody who did an act of Ritzicha. Or at least the person under discussion did not do an act of Ritzicha. Right? The default person, by default, the person is not Chayev Ritzicha. He has to do something in order to become Chayev Ritzicha. He has to do an act of murder. He has to do a murderous activity. So one basis for a Ptur is to say, well, you simply haven't done that. Now, that means at least you didn't commit a Maisa Hariga B'Yadayim. If you assume that Garmi is Chayav Ritzicha, so that means also that you haven't directly caused the death in a level which would be Garmi. And so that's one basis for Chiyuv. Second,
for Ptur.
Yeah, for Ptur. The second is Shogeg or Anus. These are different Pturim for sure. But for our purposes, we can group them together as a sort of the second direction to go in terms of a Ptur Ritzicha. The guy did a Maisa Ritzicha, but either he's Anus or he's Shogeg. And third, just as in terms of direction, is to say it's something else, right? Some other independent Yisod HaPtur, right? The person did perpetrate a Maisa Ritzicha, or he caused the death directly, and possibly even made it. Nonetheless, he's going to be Pater for some other reason based on some other Yisod. Now, if we say this, then it's very likely, whenever we're availing ourselves of this option, that we're going to need a pasuk. It has to be there's some yisod that we, you know, there's not, if you did a maizu tzichen, it was amazed, so you should be chayiv, unless we know, perhaps from a pasuk, that you're not. It isn't absolutely muchrach. And a good example in general might be shiurim, where you have a shir kizayis, let's say, l'achila, so the yisur achila, if assuming that, and this is generally assumed, that it is achila, even pasuk with kizayis, and there is no pasuk telling you that you need a kizayis, nonetheless, you're only chayiv. For Kazayas, maybe it's only Yasser if it's Kazayas, it's Machlokes Maran. So that's an example of where you have a case of a Batur, not Bishum Anus or Shogeg, and also not Bishum, there's simply no basis for any Chiyuv because the basic activity did not occur, but for something else. But in general, it's likely you're going to have a Pasuk if this is the basis for it. Now, in any event, when it comes to the Mitzamtzim, Sof Chamalavo, it seems pretty obvious. First of all, there is no Pasuk. And it just seems pretty clear that the reason for the Ptur here is that you simply lack the Yisod HaMechayev. The person simply didn't do the activity, which is an activity to be Chayev Ritzicha. The Yisod HaMechayev, in other words, the Yisod HaMechayev that exists for Mitzamtzim, Kishakam Chamak Kvar Ba, whatever it is, does not exist when it comes to Sof Chamalavo. Now, if that's the case, then in order to fully understand that, we have to get into the question of what precisely was the Yisod HaMechayev. Right, so just to recap, we had basically in the end four basic options regarding the Yisod HaMechayev of Mitzamtzim Beritzicha Kishecham Akvar Ba. The basis for the Chiyuv is that it's simply a Maisa Hariga B'Yadayim. Right, this was the Riaz, the Ravan, and quite likely the Rambam and the Tur. Right, that you simply did a Maisa Hariga B'Yadayim here, and that's why you're Chayev. The second was the basis for the chiyuv was that it's a chiyuv mishum that it's you the person who kills through mitzvah is killing through an act of garmi, and garmi is chayav beretzicha. So the basis of the chiyuv here is simply you've done what you needed to do in terms of the chiyuv. You've done garmi, and that's what that generally speaking is mechayev. And this generally, possibly, we spoke about it last time, could be the Rush. Right? The Rush, who seems to very clearly here think that Mitzamtim is Garmi, and also in Gittin uses Mitzamtim to illustrate the parameters of Chiyuv Ritzicha as a Raya to illustrate the parameters of Chiyuv Ritzicha beyond Mitzamtim. So the case that he was dealing there was the involvement of the Ruach, Ruach Bilbalto, that you're Chayev. He says, after all, Mitzamtim is Chayev. So the simplest way to understand that is, it seems to be that it isn't just an exception. It's garmi, and it's apparently not an exception. So the thing that follows then is the assumption that apparently garmi is chayav beretzicha. And I think that's quite might well be the Rush. Third possibility that we saw was that it's your chayav based on the gzeiros hakasuv of Olu Rabos that tells us that this specific case of garmi is chayav beretzicha. In other words, retzicha generally speaking requires a maisa retzicha biyadayim, a maisa regia biyadayim. Mitzamtzeim is only garmi. The basis for the chiyuv beretzicha is simply gzeiros hakasuv. This case of garmi is chayav beretzicha, and we'll see that this is borne out quite clearly in several rishonim.
Gzeiros hakasuv might be that even if it's grama according to the Rav,
and then the fourth possibility, right, is that your chayav because of gzeiros hakasuv. This case of grama is chayav beretzicha, and the reason I'm treating this separately is because I think it has implications in terms of which we'll see. So that's right. Well, that's the Rav that we saw, correct? That it's really has no business basically being chai whatsoever. It's just grama ba'alma. Nonetheless, Torah is chai this particular case of grama, despite the fact that it's just grama. So that's what we, just to recap, that's what we saw in the last few chaburas. So with respect to the basis of the tur sof chamalavo, so some various conclusions follow from that, from the various different positions. If the basis of the chiyuv b'chamakvar ba was that it's a maisa hariga b'yadayim, so then it must be the basis for the p'tur of Sof Chamalavo is that Sof Chamalavo transforms the act of Mitzamtzeim from Maisa Hariga Bidayim to Gram, whether Garmi or Grama. It's an open question. But it transforms it. It's no longer Maisa Hariga Bidayim. It's now Gram. If the basis of the Chiyuv B'Chamakvar Ba was that Mitzamtzeim B'Chamakvar Ba is Garmi and Garmi is Chayav Beretzicha, so then clearly, the basis for the tour Sof Chamalavo is that with Sof Chamalavo, that transforms it to an act of Grama Ba'ama. It takes it from Garmi to Grama Ba'ama. If the basis of the Chiyuv B'Chamakvar Ba is Gzeir Sakasa, that this case of Garmi is Chayev, so then the basis of the tour Sof Chamalavo is that Sof Chamalavo is simply not the case which the Torah was Mechayev. Right? And if you take a look at the formulation of the Tosas here, you would say something like that. Right, when the Tosos say Sof Chamalavo, so the first line in Tosos on Ayin Zayin Aleph is to lo Rabbi Rachmana Mitzamtzeim El B'Makom Sheheskir Bo Ezekvar. So he gets into also identifying the characteristics of Chamakvar Ba versus Sof Chamalavo, but the formulation is important for us just in terms of the idea that basically it simply was not included in the pasuk. I'm not saying that Tosos is obligated to say that it's an aberration, but the point is the formulation is a good one. In terms of expressing something that would express that view, that basically simply this is not the case of Mitzamtzeim the Torah was speaking of. Now, it could be that Sof Chamalavo, according to this view, transforms Mitzamtzeim from Garmi to Grama, but it doesn't have to be. It could also be that even if it's Sof Chamalavo, so that doesn't impact the legal classification of the act of Mitzamtzeim. It's still Garmi. Nonetheless, you're part for Ritzicha because it's just not that case of Garmi. It distinguishes the case from the case of Garmi, which the Torah is Mechayiv, so now it's still Garmi. You haven't, Bechol Torah Kul, this is no different. The only difference is that this is now no longer within the jurisdiction of Ola Rabbos and Mitzamtzeim, so that it doesn't have to be, according to this view, it doesn't have to be that Sof Chamalavo will impact the transformation, will transform the act of which was Garmi into Grum. Okay? And then in terms of the Ra'ah, so obviously the basis of Sof Chamalavo is that it's Gzeiros Kasuv, that this case is of Grama Chayiv, so quite clearly then the basis, the sole, you know, impact of Sof Chamalavo will be it simply removes it from the category of that case of Grama where the Torah was Mechayiv, right? It doesn't have any universal implications for the act of Mitzamtzeim, it's Grama either way. Nonetheless, you're going to be Pater, the reason is simply because this isn't the Grama that the Torah was Mechayiv. Okay. So these different views of the basis of Sofcha Malavo and the Ptur Sofcha Malavo, and its impact upon the legal act of Mitzamtzeim. So the place that we would really look to determine that is the question of the din of Sofcha Malavo ben Ezekiel. Yeah?
Is there any way you could think the legal status of Sofcha Malavo is actually more severe? Like maybe you think that would be somehow Garmi, and you know, in the case of Mitzamtzeim earlier was Grama, but still, just because there's a custom, you don't even chayev in Grama?
I just think it has to be because it just seems like that's what should be, because Sofcha Malavo seems like it's less. I mean, it just seems like in terms of on its own terms, the Grama terms, the Garmi terms, the Maisa B'Zayin terms, it's less. So if it's going to make a difference, I think it's got to be making a difference that way.
I can't do it worse.
Yeah, I mean, in theory, let's say in theory, the Ra'ah who held that it was Grama, in theory, a case which is more directly involved, even in a case of Garmi, would in theory be still Putter. But Sofcha Malavo can't be that case, because Sofcha Malavo is Mitzamtzim just worse.
Right, but there would be a case, according to
the Ra'ah. According to the Ra'ah, we'll find cases. I mean, that's the Ra'ah's point there, actually, was that he was actually really explaining why Garmi cases, he thinks that certain Garmi cases, we'll see this, you know, very much involved in our perek, there are cases of Garmi where you're chayv ben Ezekim, but you're patur b'ritzicha. That was his major point there. He just sort of said, derech agav, you'll ask me about Mitzamtzim, where in fact, because his argument was that you're more expansive in terms of Nezikin than Ritzicha. So he said, well, in fact, in Mitzamtzim, you have an exception, because he thinks, apparently, as was the basis of what we get, this is a Shita, he thinks that's actually Grama, you're not even Chayiv in Nezikin. That's an exception because Alpi Gzeres HaKasuv. So it's clear for him, those other cases that he was discussing there, those are all cases of Garmi. They're more, in terms of the general classification of your connection with the action, they're more tightly connected than Mitzamtzim, and nonetheless they're Putter. Not only they're chayv b'nezikin, but they're patur b'ritzicha. That's exactly what you have. But it's clear from Mitzamtzim, Sofcha Malavo wouldn't be that, just because it doesn't really make. It's whatever you have there, but seems to be worse. All these should lead you to different conclusions with respect to nezikin. If Sofcha Malavo transforms the act from ma'aseh b'yadayim to garmi, right? If that's what it does, so then with respect to nezikin, we should expect that mitzamtzim mechama kvar ba is going to be chayev as a ma'aseh b'yadayim, whereas mitzamtzim sofcha malavo will either be putter because it's grama, or if it's chayev, it'll only be chayev midin degarmi. If sofcha malavo transfers, if what it does is it transforms the act of mitzamtzim from garmi to grama, so then we should expect with the nezikin that mitzamtzim mechama kvar ba will be chayv midin garmi, and mitzamtzim sofcha malavo will be patur midin grama balma. If sofcha malavo simply excludes it from the particular case of garmi where the Torah, which is subject of gzeres hakasuv, if that's what it does, so then expect the nezikin, we should find that both cases are chayv midin garmi, right? And if Sofcha Malavo simply removes it from the case of Grama, which is subject to the Gzeres HaKasuv, so obviously what will happen with Nezikin is that both cases will be Pater. So there are four different basic approaches that you could have to Mitzamtzim Sofcha Malavo versus Chama Kvar Ba, which will be determined by these different perspectives. And we find expression of each of these positions in Nezikin, and therefore what we find is basically different perspectives about the impact of Sofcha Malavo and the Yisod HaPtur B'Ritzicha. So first, obviously, in terms of just the last position, we find in the Ra, I mean, it's implicit in the Ra, he obviously is going to say that all these cases are Patur B'Ritzicha. So if you say then, well, then what difference does it make? If you're telling me that either way it's Grama, what difference does it make? So obviously the point is, it's simply not the case that the Torah was Mechayiv. It distinguishes it from the case of Grama that was subject to Gzeres HaKasuv. And actually, the Ra, then we have the Ra's Lashon. He says that quite clearly, that this case is the case of Grama, the Torah, for whatever reason, was Mechayiv. This case of Grama, because, anybody have the formulation? This is the first sheet, I think. Torah's Mechayiv.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, just that last line, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he says,
Yeah.
Lo klon ka'avit, meaning, right? She'i omen yecho v'yech ma'ko shu'u ha'sha. Sha'ay Hashem, adrach manachivay. Afilu ha'chi v'nyan misa, kivin d'avid b'gufo v'amish l'mazik, v'kat...
Huh. Oh, so he doesn't actually mention the fact that the Mamus was Mezuman. That the Mamus was there.
Not from the way I have it here.
Right, okay, fine. So interestingly enough, he actually does not mention there. I thought he did. I thought he identified this characteristic. He doesn't. He says that it's Oven Maisa Begufo, right? But that actually is typical of the case of Sofcha Malavo 2, So the Ra probably, you know, you probably meant to add, yeah, and Sokhan Lavo, and that it's Avad B'Mais B'Gufo, and in the case in which this Torah was Mechayev, the Avad B'Mais B'Gufo is specifically the Chaman Kfar Bah case. That's what emerges from the Ra. I thought he said it, he doesn't say that. But among those who held the Mitzvah in Mechama Kfar Bah is Chayev B'Nezikin, so we find the full range of opinions regarding the Din Sokhan Lavo B'Nezikin, and therefore the full range in terms of the impact and the basis for the Ptur of Sokhan Lavo. We find clear expression of the approach that Sokhan Lavo transforms the act from Maisa B'Yadayim to Gram in the Ra'avan and the Riyaz. The Ra'avan held that Mitzamtzem B'chama Kvar Ba is Chai B'Shum Maisa B'Yadayim, but Mitzamtzem B'Suf Chama Lavo is Pater B'Nezikin B'Shum Gram Abama. I'm sorry, the opposite. The Ra'avan holds actually that it's Garmi. He does say it's Maisa, he says, How Gavrit Simsa L'Chiyus the Chavri B'Shum Shav Maisa V'Chai V'Ravina Then he says, so that when he says Avid Maisa, he means Maisa Hergi Bedaim. Because then he says, Vapilu, Sof Chamalavo, Sof Tinalavo, to have a like Goreim Chayev. The Dai Dinan, Dina the Garmi. So that's where he brings up Garmi, right? In the context of Sof Tinalavo. So he's making it pretty clear. In this case, you're Chayev because Avid Maisa, and even in that case, you're going to be Chayev because since we're done Dina the Garmi. So Sof Chamalavo, according to this, transforms what otherwise was a Maisa Hariga B'Yadayim, right, Samsem Chamak Barba, into something which is now killing through Garmi. So for the...
Which is Pater and...
Well, according to Ravan, clearly, this is, we're going to get back to this, clearly according to Ravan, you can't say that Garmi is Chai V'Ritzicha. Clearly according to Ravan, what emerges is Garmi is not Chai V'Ritzicha. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a position. And the Riyaz, I think, also, in the end, seems to hold that Garmi is Chayev, I'm sorry, that what's it called? That Sof Chamalavo is Garmi, whereas Chamak Barba is Chayev Kamaisa Rigbe Daim, and he actually, in fact, uses the Ptur Sof Chamalavo Beretzicha as a Raya that Mitzamtzim Chamak Barba must be a Maisa Rigbe Daim. That's how I understand he's reacting to his grandfather, who says that who defines Mitzamtzem as a goreim, as garmi, and the Riyaz responds, I don't think that's true. How do I know? So he says, v'zed dachuk be'enai me'od. D'habir otzeach amrina n'kafto v'meis b'chama v'tzina putter. Sof chama lavo, sof tzina lavo. Val korchenu, sof chama lavo, sof tzina lavo, gramahu. Now, here, when he says grama in this whole paragraph, he means garmi. He's saying grama in the garmi version of it. How do I know? Because he says ulamad da'in din the garmi b'dezikin b'ketala b'kagav na paterhu. What he's saying there is you're chayiv ulamad da'in din the garmi for that in ezikin. So, in other words, so kamalavo is garmi and you're chayiv b'nezikin, and nonetheless you're pater. So obviously, then he's saying mitzamtzem b'chamak varba is a ma'aseh harigi b'yadayin. So the proof assumes that first of all, Mitzamtzem Sof Chamalavo is Garmi and not Grama, right? He assumes that you're Chayiv B'Nezikin L'Manda Dam and Din of the Garmi. So in which case you do indeed have proof that Garmi is Pater B'Ritzicha. If Sof Chamalavo, which Gemara clearly says is Pater B'Ritzicha, is defined as a case of Garmi, you clearly have proof that apparently you need a Ma'aseh Harigi B'Yadayim. But then the second assumption is that it isn't the case that Mitzamtzem Mechamak Barba is just an aberration based on the Gezeiros HaKasuv. Right, that's another thing one could have said, that it is Gram. Garmi is clearly not Chai B'Ritzicha. This is an aberration. He didn't assume that, therefore it was a Raya for him that it's in fact that it must be that Mitzamtzem B'Chamak Barba is a Maisa Regi B'Yadayim. Either way, what emerges from both of these is that, again, Sof Chamalavo transforms Mitzamtzem from a Maisa B'Yadayim to Gram. We find, on the other hand, some Rishonim seem to hold that Sof Chamalavo transforms Mitzamtzem from an act of Garmi to Grama, right? And this is the Talmud HaRashba. The Talmud HaRashba held, unlike Mitzamtzem Mechamak Barba, he held that Mitzamtzem Sof Chamalava was Pater B'Nezikin because it's Grama Ba'ama. This is the Talmud HaRashba cited in the Beis Yosef in Simon Shin Chav Ches, where he says that he assumes that the Rav Pashut Sof Chamalava, and he points to our Gemara as a Raya that Sof Chamalava is Pater B'Nezikin. So clearly he held that Sof Chamalava transforms it. Now, it's fair to presume, I think, that he held, like nearly all the Rishonim, that the chiyuv of Chama Kvar Ba is not because it's a Maisa B'Yadayim, but rather it's Mishum Gar, it's a status of Garmi. In which case, it merges this approach that Sof Chama Lavo apparently transforms the act of Mitzamseim. It takes it from being Garmi to Grama. And then finally, we find, I think, clear expression of the approach that what Sof Chama Lavo does is it merely excludes this act of Mitzamseim from falling under the case of Garmi, which was subject to the Gezeir Sakasuv in the Mi'iri. And I think the Ron implicitly, but the Mi'iri explicitly, the Mi'iri holds that both of these cases are Chayav Midin Garmi. Right? He says at the end here, the Mi'iri, sure, you I know you have this, sure. Well, actually, no. It's actually also in the paragraph in the Mi'iri that was in the first sheet. At the end of which he says that this machlokas Rav Acha and Rava about whether or not you're chayav nizikin. This whole machlokas is only leman de lo dandin de garmi. Then the question is, do we have a gzeres akasuv, or is it? Do we understand from the pasuk that it's a beidaim? But if you hold of garmi, if you're dandin in the garmi, then of course you're going to be chayav in mitzamtzim, right? Like we do. Of course you're chayav. For mitzamtzim b'chamak varba midin garmi. Then he says, right, I'll just read you the line. He says, "V'lo od elish zeu dina de garmi, v'locha ravachas binyan mamon lodun dina de garmi, v'lo hutzrach levar din zeu l'das misha ena don dina de garmi. Me'ata af kol osam she yizbaru b'samach be'adam liftor b'nezikin chayav mikach dina de garmi." Says that all these p'turim after that, those which are pater b'ritzicha, you should know that they're pater because they're not ma'aseh b'rika b'yadayim, but they are garmi, and therefore you're chayav b'garmi. So I don't know how much the samach goes on. How far does that cover? But the very next din is Sof Chama Lavo, so at the very least he's referring to Sof Chama Lavo. So clearly the Mi'iri thought that Sof Chama Lavo is also Chayev Midin Garmi, right? Which again, we can now use this Mi'iri as the Rishon who holds, right? Just following the thread a little bit, that obviously, meaning they agree with the Riyaz that Mitzamtzim Sof Chama Lavo is Garmi. So just in terms of, you know, how would the Mi'iri respond to the Riyaz? Yes, it's true, Mitzamtzim Sof Chama Lavo is Garmi, I agree with that. But evidently he rejects the conclusion that Mitzamtzim Chama Kvar Ba is a Maisa B'Yadayim, because he says that's also Chayav Midin Garmi in Nezikin. So apparently the Mi'iri holds, and we'll see this further borne out, that the Mi'iri holds, in the Ron as well, that Mitzamtzim, the Chiyuv Mitzamtzim Chama Kvar Ba is an aberration based on the Gzeres HaKasuv. What the Torah is saying, and Ola Rabba says, this case of Garmi is Chayav, but it's only this case, despite the fact you generally speaking a Maaser Rika B'Yadayim, this case of Garmi is Chayav. And then what Sof Chama Lavo is, the basis of this is it's simply not a feature, Chama Kvar Ba is a feature of the case of Garmi in which the Torah was Mechayav. Okay, so those are the different ways that we would understand it with the Nafkaminas in terms of Nezikin. So we'll return to and further analyze these different options and you know, more precisely, why would we say one way or the other, after we deal with the parameters of the Torah Sof Chama Lavo. So let's deal now with that. Any questions on what we just discussed?
Just clarify, the Mi'iri holds that Sof Chama Lavo is a case where you aren't Chayav.
Where you are Chayav Midin Garmi in Ezekiel. Okay. But the point is, we saw the Riyaz and Rivan also say that. The Mi'iri is the one who says that he thinks that both of them are Chayav Midin Garmi. So that Sof Chama Lavo doesn't transform it from Maaseh B'Yadayim to Garmi. They're both Garmi. So the basis for the Chiyuv. Right, so a couple of conclusions follow. First of all, you're not chayav for garmi, generally speaking, in ritzicha, but also apparently mitzamtzim Sof Chama Lavo, the mechayav of mitzamtzim b'chama kvar ba is just exerts a kasuv that this case of garmi is chayav. When it's not that case of garmi, it's a different case of garmi, namely where Sof Chama Lavo, which doesn't change it in terms of its status as garmi or not, but in that case the Torah was not mechayav shechiv. So that just sort of reverts the normal din then. Of gram of any type is pater b'ritzicha. That's according to the Mi'iri. And we'll see the Ron. The Ron happens when he discusses a whole list of cases which he thinks are garmi, that he thinks are chayav. Cases where he thinks that are garmi, and he thinks that you're pater b'ritzicha, he happens to skip over this one. I think it's obvious, it's quite obvious, especially his argument for saying these other cases are garmi, some of the other cases that he mentions are garmi, that it'll apply here too, but since he skips it, we won't see it inside. But the Ron also is clearly of this opinion. And we'll clearly say Mitzamtzim Sof Chama Lavo is Chayav Midin Garmi. Both of them are Chayav Midin Garmi. Okay, yeah.
Would there be anyone that would say, just to understand the contrast between Sof Chama Lavo and the Chama Kvar Ba, would there be anyone that would say, I didn't see on the curve, so maybe that someone says this, that although Chama Kvar Ba is Ma'aser Gevi Adayim, nonetheless, Sof Chamalavo is only Grama Bialma.
Yeah, that's what we're meaning. Meaning it's not even Garmi, it's Grama Bialma.
Yeah, you just said that.
No, I thought that the Ravon said that, but it turns out he also thinks it's Garmi. I don't recall now if anybody says it, but the major point for us is that it transforms it into Gram, and then the question becomes, is it Grama or Garmi? That's going to depend on the issues that we discussed in terms of what the distinction between Grama and Garmi is.
Of course.
Where
well, we know for sure, well, the way you introduced it was that for sure Grama is more indirect.
Yeah. So well, I mean that's according to the vast majority of Rishonim, because the word Rishonim that first of all
there's
Rishonim
that hold
the same thing, and then there's Rishonim that hold that even if they're referring to two different categories, but what distinguishes between them is not issues of the nature of the causation, but just where Chazal Matakin or not, based on the issues of Shchiach and Matzah and stuff like that. But according to Rav Rishonim, yes, it's less direct, right? But so
it's going to be very interesting to see that little, I guess.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We're going to discuss what exactly the difference is, but it may not be that little, but yeah.
But between Sovcha, between...
Between Chama Korba and Sovcha Malovo, it could take, again, I thought the Ravan said otherwise, but we'll see that according to some definitions, it probably should be Grama, and according to others, it'll probably be Garmi, but either way, the Ravan that we just saw, it does clearly hold that Chama Korba is Garmi. I'm sorry, Chama Korba is Maisei Harigi Bedayim, and then he happens to think that it's... that the other case is the Sof Chamalavo is Garmi. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll take a look again at the Piskei Arid. Maybe the Piskei Arid held.
That would be very fascinating. Yeah. I'd take a look at this.
Yeah, so we'll see that, yeah. Actually, we take a look now. I actually think the Piskei Arid probably does hold that now that I'm looking at it. Maybe it was the Piskei Arid I was thinking of instead of the Ravan.
What is he saying?
Well, he thinks, if you put it all together, I don't want to go through it now, because he makes an argument for why it's Garmi, for why you're chayev, and for him the reason you're chayev and why it's considered garmi is kishakapta b'chama. Well, you know, we'll get to it. Actually, it's going to come up in our context. But he might be the one who actually thinks it's grama. Okay, but first, just what we turn to now is just what is the defining characteristic of sof chamalavo versus chama kvarba. So, obviously, just from even the description, we can infer that chama kvarba assumes and entails the presence of the davar hamemis at the time of kvita. The question is it only that, or is there some other additions? Are there other things that are required in order to be Chama Kvarba, unless it be considered Sof Chamalavo? So there are two other possibilities that we, and the Gemara and the Rishonim, consider. The first is that perhaps you need Haschalas Hezek at the time of Kfita. It's not enough that you have the Mamis there, you also need that it's starting to do its work. Second possibility, that the Davar HaMamis, perhaps it's not enough that the Davar HaMamis be there, and maybe it's not even enough if it's starting to do its work. It's got to be capable at that capacity where you find it, where you're at the time of Kfita, it's got to be capable of killing at that time. It has to be lethal, it has to be, you know, in a situation which there's a Shir Sheyeshbo Kedela Hamas.
The Hezek has to be in that Shir,
the agent, let's say, whatever it is that's doing the damaging, so it's got to be that it's just a matter of time until you die from what it's at now. And it doesn't have to, you know, increase its capacity to damage. Already, it's got a Shir Misa. So those are two possible requirements that you might need in addition. So let's just examine those. Yeah.
Just a question on that last point. Is there any time limit to that factor? Because you could say, for example, like, I don't know, the sun's at X degrees, right? So if you went on for days and days and days, then you would die from that heat.
Well, I don't know if you die from the heat or if you die from, you know,
sorry,
hydration.
Sorry,
I don't.
You're back from the heat.
In theory, I don't know anybody. Yeah, in theory. It probably could be open-ended. The question is whether or not you would say in the end you're really dying from the heat. Probably the sun is not. I mean, you're not. Yeah.
But then the answer is nothing.
I don't think there's any. We'll see later on in the parak. There's a case where you end up dying. You know, it could be a couple of years later. That's a ma'aser ritzichi b'yadayim, where it's a couple of years later and you are chayev, assuming that there was at no point to which we said that we thought you looked like you're going to get better. So that could be similar to this, or it could not be, but either way, I don't think there's anybody, I haven't seen anybody deal with it, but presumably that Hechidinza wouldn't be a good one just because...
So not for me either.
What? Well, let's say 3 days later, is it going to be Chayev?
And I'd be in there for what?
Would it be Pater Chayev?
Also, could look at the Shulchan Aruch later if you want to. I'm saying, like.
Yeah, but he was just wondering, you know, at Heichan, you know,
okay.
We say it. But anyway, the... the issue of the Haskalah Sahizik, so that comes up in two cases in the Gemara on Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, right? The first is the very next case which the Gemara mentions, which is Kavta Lifnei Ari. The Gemara says that if you're Kofes Lifnei Ari, you're Pater. If you're Lifnei Tushin, you're Chayev. Chayev Midim Nitzamzin. Right, these mosquitoes, swarm of mosquitoes. Then the Gemara quotes Rashi is arguing, and this is a point which is not a Sochan Lava point, so we'll come back to after, that Lifnei Tushin is also Pater. And the reason is because Hani Azli v'Hani Asu. It's different mosquitoes that are there in the beginning that are damaging you, and the ones that are from the ones that come at the end. So this is an interesting machlokes in its own right, but separate point. Either way, why are you Pater in the case of Ari? So that is not clear. So here, there are four different answers essentially that Rishonim give. Two of them have not so much to do with our topic. The first I'll mention is just the one that the Ran and the Rid say, which is that maybe in this case the reason you're putter is because maybe the Ari won't eat. There's an element of suffix here, essentially lab bar yizek, although they don't use those terms, but that's the reason that you'd be putter, because if it's something which isn't necessarily going to happen, so then mitzamtzem is not going to be chayav. Okay, we can come back to that. Whether or not there's any chiddush in there, but either way, that's their answer. Then you have the answer of
Still be considered mitzamtzim. Still be considered mitzamtzim.
I mean, you're tying him in front of the line. Yeah, the point is, if we don't know the line is going to go ahead and do the damage, so then you're going to be putter.
Okay.
Second, you find what I think Rabbeinu David has in mind. Ron quotes it, but he ties it to his first point. But I think Rabbeinu David does not, which is Rabbeinu David's line is Ari Adaita Dinashik Ka'achil. And what I think he has in mind there is that it's a separate agent. It's something which is reminiscent of the Ramban in the Kuntras that we discussed, who held on the one hand that as long as it's Bar Yezek, it'll be Garmi, but he also held that there can't be something else doing a Maisa Hezek. Some other agent is doing a Maisa Hezek that'll obviate the significance of any Gormin, so that let's say the Hishik Nachash case is going to be kind of a Gram because you didn't do the Maisa Hezek. There was another person who did the Maisa Hezek, another agent who did the Maisa Hezek. So I think that's something like the Rabbi David might have in mind, which I want to come back to after this topic. But what is important for our topic now is just the next two. The Rashi makes it Nukimta. He says that in this case you're putter. Why? Because lions are pretty fast. So even if you hadn't tied him down, you wouldn't have been able to run anyway. Now that if that's true, you'd be putter. I think is the Rapasha. What would be the basis for Chiyuv if you're tying down and nothing to do with why he died? He died because he was in the he was in the claws of the lion. Whether or not he was tied is irrelevant. But what the implication is not obvious. The implication is that if the victim had been able to run away, you would have been chayev mitzamtzeh. So that the Tosos, the Rama, and the Meiri all disagree with. And they disagree with it for a particularly pertinent reason. What they say is no. Even in that case, you'd be putter, and the reason you'd be putter, and the basis for the tour here in a couple of Ne'ari, is that because the Ari is not on top of him, is not already eating him b'shas akfita. And therefore, you're putter midin sof chamalava. The Gemara is not going on to discuss other cases here. This is a tour of Sofcham Alava. Why is it Sofcham Alava? Because the Ari, he might be there, but he's not actually already on top of you. Right? This is the Tosos here. Tosos here, Akatlov Ne Ari Pater. En Chilok Ben Yitushin La'ari, Elamishim Destam Ari Adayin Lo Hischil Lach Bobo. Shem Kavetz Kvar Lav Ari Lohaya Yachol Isasik Lechvoto. He sort of gives that. Tosos sounds like he's justifying why he's this akinta. He's saying it's not. Don't tell me I'm just making an arbitrary akinta. It has to be that. Otherwise, how could I have even been involved enough? I mean, who would go tie the guy if he's already been being attacked by the lion? Nobody would go near the guy. Probably, I think that's what he's saying. In Lokain, right? What did he say? Shum kavetz kvar lav ari lo haya yachol isasek lechvoto. So that's the difference. So the Meiri and the Ramas, same thing. In this case, it's considered to be sof chamalavo since he isn't already damaging. So what emerges then is a machlokas whether to qualify as chamak varba, you require haschelos ehezek b'shasak pito or not. Or to say it differently, is a machlokas whether or not any case where there's no haschelos ehezek b'shasak pito, regardless of what else there is, even if the maimus is mezuman, let's say, is automatically sof chamalavo. Rashi thinks that you don't need haschelos ehezek to be chamak varba. Rashi thinks that, right, that as long as you have the maimus there, that'll be sufficient. And we'll see the Tosa Rid also sounds like he thinks this. Whereas the Tosfos of Rama and the Meiri, they all imply very clearly that you do require Haskalas HaHezek, and otherwise the damage doesn't start yet. Even if the Mamis is there, that's a case of Sokham Alav. So that's one issue in terms of the whether or not there's Haskalas HaHezek B'Shas HaKvita or not. And the second issue, that's one context in that first issue. The second context is the following case of the Gemara, where the Gemara quotes a couple of cases, but the sort of the highlight is this case of Hichnis Lebesa Deshisha Velo Hidlik. The Gemara cites Machokas Rabbi Zeira and Rava over certain cases, whether or not you're chayv or not. The Gemara says that even Rabbi Zeira, and we'll get to what that Machokas is about, but the Gemara says that even Rabbi Zeira will agree in the case where I brought somebody into a room which is essentially hermetically sealed, I think would probably be the proper term for it. Right? There's no air whatsoever, you can't get in or out. That if I, in that case, am madlik, so the Gemara says, if you're madlik, everybody's going to agree. If I then were to madlik the ner, then everybody would agree with Michael. But if you don't madlik, if you just put somebody in a, or let's say not put, because that already is assuming certain things that Rishon actually disagree about, let's say the case where everybody agrees to, let's say the guy's in there already and you lock the door. Okay? So in that case, Rabbi Zeira holds that you're putter. Even Rabbi Zeira agrees that you're putter. And the Gemara explains, why is it that you're putter in that case? Because below Shraga, if you didn't light a candle immediately, lo maschil havla b'shata, that there's no the hevel doesn't start b'shata. So the Ran understands this point very clearly. He says that what Rabbi Zeira is arguing, what Rabbi Zeira holds, everybody agrees to this, including Rabbi Zeira, that if you don't have aschal sahezek miyad, then you're going to be, that's sof hamalava, and that's what the Gemara is saying when it says that it means that the hevel is not actually damaging yet, and that's the reason for your putter. So the Ran, even though he interpreted it already to be referring to a different based on something else, he actually agrees with all those who showed him that basically, unless you actually have the agent doing starting the damage, there's no question that's sof chamalav. Rashi in the Rid, in terms of just the Gemara, presumably interpret this line differently. Presumably, what they'll say is that the hevel, which is the hevel which kills you, is a different hevel than the hevel which you immediately came in. I mean, that's true scientifically speaking. There's a difference in terms of the composition of the air, obviously. And Rashi will say that has legal halachic significance. That's not the same hevel that kills you. So that when the Gemara says hasam b'lo shraga lo maska havel b'shat, that doesn't mean that the hevel hasn't worked, done its work yet. It means the hevel that kills you wasn't there at all. So that case, of course, you're going to be putted. There's no mamis. The mamis is not mezuman. So presumably that's how they'll get out of the Gemara. But what emerges then is that Yamachokas, Ran, Rama, Meiri, Tosos, they all think you need Daschal Zahezek in order to be Chamak Varba, whereas Rashi thinks Labdafka, you need just the Mamis to be Mizuman. The second component that may or may not be required is the issue of the sheer Misa. Does the agent that is there, does it have to have the capacity at its current activity level or its current state to kill? So men Rishonim understand, including the Ran, that this is the principle that is precisely the Machlokas at issue in the cases of where we find Machlokas Rabbi Zeira and Rava. In those cases, the two cases that's my focus are Kafto Birav, where I tie him down, he just simply dies of hunger, and Kaf Alav Gigis, where I throw a barrel on top of you. So in both of those cases, the assumption that Rishonim have is that what's happening there is, in these cases, the Metzius is that it's starting to damage, but it isn't yet at a capacity which could kill you. It needs to evolve. So Rishonim all understand that basically Machlokas and Rav and Rabbi Zeira is whether or not that's something that makes it Sokham Alav or not. Rava holds that since the Rav and the Hevel that exists B'Shas HaKvita are not yet lethal, so that's Sokham Alav, because you need the Shir Misa element too. And Rabbi Zeira doesn't require Shir Misa. He doesn't think you need it to be Shir Misa, and therefore you're Chayev. This is where the Ran says, but even he agrees you need this other component of that has to start damaging. So what emerges, one comment in terms of just understanding the requirement for Shir Misa itself. I think here, actually, you can understand that three different ways, just in terms of how structurally this works. The way that sort of we discussed it until now is that it's an independent requirement. In addition to the presence of the Mamis and probably the Haskal Sahazik, you also need the Mamis to be working at a capacity which it's Shir Misa in order to be classified as Chamak Farba. That's one way to interpret it. I think the other way is, there are two other ways that you can understand it. You could understand that really, all you need is the mamis be there, and that the hezek start. But the
hezek isn't
Yeah, this is the requirement that in order to be considered Haskalas HaHezek, it has to be that it's Bashir Misa. And the idea would be that, first of all, it isn't sufficient that damage start immediately. What you need to start immediately is the process of dying. Death has to start immediately. The process of your dying has to start immediately. And then what distinguishes between whether or not something is just, you know, damage unrelated to death or it's the beginning of death is whether or not the thing which is causing it is a lethal, has lethal capacity. It's at its lethal capacity at the moment. If it's already something which could be killing you, so then the damage that's accruing now is the beginning of a Misa. If it's just, you know, it's not, so then Tzachako, what's it doing now? It's simply, it's causing some damage, but that's not Haschelos HaTotzah of the Totzah of Misa. So that's one way to understand it. That's the second way to understand it, I'm sorry. And the third way to understand it is to say that maybe it's a function of the requirement for the Davar HaMenis. Maybe you might say, in some cases at least, that the Shir Misa is a Shir, not just in terms of whether or not it has a capacity to kill, but whether what is in front of you. Is the Davar which is in front of you the Davar which is, in the end, that which is killing you? And the Nakamina for this might be, let's say, I mean, the cases that, again, we're discussing are two cases, Rav and Hevel. What would we say, though, in the case of a sun? Let's say the sun, I'm Kaftel Bechama, but it isn't a heat yet, which is defined, and Rishon discusses. So somehow they were kimlehu that there's a certain heat which is not a killing heat, presumably over the course of the normal hours of the day, which the sun is at that level. It doesn't kill, but it is bechama. So are you going to be chayev then or not? According to Rava, who holds that in these cases of Hevel and what's the other case? Rav, that needs to be shir misa. So if you hold that it's either an independent requirement or that it's a function of the requirement for Haschalas HaHezek, that it has to be Haschalas HaMisa, so I think you'll say here, clearly, for sure, you're also going to need the sun to be at a heat at which it can kill. Can't be that the sun's going to get hotter and then it'll be already fatal. But if you say this, that the basis for it is not, it's not an independent requirement, and it's not required just because you require Haschalas HaMisa, rather, it's a functional requirement for the presence of the Davar HaMemis. And the idea is, in the case of Rav, and in the case of the Hevel, so there's a qualitative difference between somebody being a little hungry and him being there being present a deathly starvation. The starvation which in the end you die from is not that which you started with, that you were a little bit hungry. So there, Rava says, it has to be a starvation which could kill you. But when it comes to, and likewise with the Hevel, it's a different Hevel. The Hevel which you started with, and the Hevel which ends up killing you. Unless it's a Shir Misa originally. Unless the Hevel doesn't have to change. And how this works out scientifically, I don't know, but this is what the Rishonim say. That it's a different Hevel, this is what I think, if you see, it's Rashi and the Rid, I think they say this. It's a different Hevel in that case. And if that's true, then in the case of sun, in the sun, you'll probably say that, well, that's, the sun is the same sun either way, right? The sun is what kills you in that case. As long as you're Kofes Bechama, then you have the Mizumin there, they have the Mamis there. There, the Shir Misa is not a determinant of whether or not, of the kind of thing which is there. It's just a question of whether or not it can kill. So that you don't need. Now, it happens to be that the only people that discuss is the Ramah, the Ran, and the Meiri, they all make clear that they believe, and they acknowledge this is not the Gemara. They just say that, you know, and it seems to us that, you know, based on what the Gemara is saying, it turns out that if you tie him down in a heat at which he wouldn't die, he would just be damaged from, and it's only going to get later as the day goes on, then in fact that's a din of Patur Sof Chamalava. But I don't know that everybody agrees with that. In the Gemara, it's not obvious. We have another minute or
6 minutes.
All right, so 2 more minutes. So I guess I'll just summarize what we've seen just in terms of the parameters of the tour. It's basically 3 basic opinions regarding what's necessary to be characterized as Chama Kfar Ba and not Chama Lavo. One extreme is simply only the presence of the Mamis and nothing else. That is for sure Rabbi Zeira according to Rashi, right? Because Rabbi Zeira clearly didn't hold that you need a Shir Misa. He also, according to Rashi, you don't need to have, Rashi believes that nobody requires the Haskalah Samisa. Possibly Rava, according to Rashi as well. If you say that the Shir Misa is required in certain cases just to define the component of the Mamis, so then you might just say that really all that you need is the Mamis to be there, and Rava just has a Chiddush in terms of defining whether or not the Mamis is there, so you might require Shir Misa. But according to that, basically fundamentally, you have one requirement in order to be considered a Chama Kvar Ba, which is that the Davar HaMamis is there. The other extreme is, right, that's one possibility. Then you have the other extreme, which is that it requires not just the memes be mezumen, but that it start, that there be haschalas hezik then, and that it be haschalas hezik, on the agent have a shir misa. In other words, you require both that it start the damage and that the shir misa be present already. So that's wava, according to the Ran, and that's actually how the Ran postulates himself. Then you have the middle shita, two middle shitas really, which is possibly maybe you require the mamis to be mezuman and the damage to start, but you don't need a shir misa. That's Rabbi Zeira according to the Ran. Maybe you might understand the other middle shita. Rava, according to Rashi, is saying that you need the mamis to be mezuman and it needs to be shir misa, but it doesn't have to be starting damage. That's if you understand that according to Rashi, the shir misa is a separate requirement. It's not just determining the mamis to be mezuman, and then fundamentally you have two components to determining that chamak rabba is the mamis is here, and also that it is operating at a capacity which is just a matter of time, and it doesn't need to evolve at all. It can kill now. So those are basically the.
That's what the Tosos Rama Meir, where they say that you just need haschalas hezek.
So they say you need haschalas hezek, yeah, and they think that the machokas in the Gemara is whether or not you need also shir misa. That's the machokas Rabbi Zeira and Rava about the cases of Ra.
That fits it in the middle too, for Virginia.
Well. One of them is, I mean, Rabba according to them is the extreme that he requires both that the killing start already and right. That he require the mamis, I'm sorry, you require the shir misa, okay. Whereas Rabbi Zeira according to them is one of the middle shittas that he requires you damage the damage restarting, but it doesn't have to be that it's operating in a capacity which there's shir misa. So the next I guess the next section, the next part of this will just be now going back to the Sota Patur and analyzing the, you know, whether or not how to understand what the impact of Sochama Lavo is based on A, what we just discussed, the parameters of Sochama Lavo, and B, the differences between Maisa and Gorim, what we discussed before, and Garmi and Gram and Grama, and how do these align? So that's what we'll take up the next.
That's in the Makoros you sent us.
I don't know if it's in Makoros. I'm not sure if I'm going to be uncovering any new Makoros when you go through it.
Oh, I hear you.
But we're just analyzing the principle based on the principles that we've seen.
Okay, cool.
I mean, I think I'm not sure if there's anything that we.
I haven't started with
Thursday is 5:45.
Yeah, Thursday is 5:45.
But yeah, I read a Adadi Nashikachil.
Yeah.
What is motivating you to give your interpretation of it? Because like when we see that concept elsewhere in chess, it definitely just sounds like more like the first approach you suggested. Like, for example, what's a good example? Oh, you know what's a good example? When the Gemara talks about Sivas Haget by Ovid
Chacham.
Yeah. So there's Goya.
I haven't not to think that the Gemara means there either.
What do you think it means?
They're in the context of the Gemara means the Gadol Meir above. So I have an opinion about that too. I think there too.
So what do you think? You're walking
up. So I think it means there that there's no.
Well, on the basic level, this is not my point.
Yeah.
On the basic level,
yeah.
It definitely means. We can't doing this now. Coach him. Sure. Assuming we take. Let's say.
I don't think it's what it means. But
that's the pashut rib. If you weren't thinking at all.
You can't coach him to say to do a lishma.
Meaning we don't. Yeah, we can't teach him to write lishma. He does whatever he wants. He's obstinate and.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that makes sense.
I think maybe that's what some. That's what you could think. That's what you'd have to say if you wanted to go that route. I have to think. You don't have to say that. But I have a whole thing to develop based on that. But I think the simplest way to understand that is that he can't be mitzuruf to your maisa. With the Gemara in the context of the question is how do you understand gadol and medag above?
There's two.
So the Zerbin Yon and the Rashba.
What is very famous?
Yeah, who holds that you need it? It's only in context of shlichus. I take him to mean. I think the way you can explain Zerbin Yon in that case is that really in a certain sense you're the osa. The Gadol HaAmid HaGabav is doing it. There's no tzir. And then it can make sense also with the Gemara, and I didn't look at the Gemara I'm getting again, but the Gemara, I'm trying to recall. Yeah, I would put that together with how I understand the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Bab Metzia on Sadi Beis, and the Gemara is discussed.